Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, news director of the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County. Together, we are community. Today, we're talking to Casey Hollins. She is the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, summer heat coming on, and that could mean higher bills for many members of REC. What is Rappahannock Electric Cooperative offering members to offset those higher costs?
So at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, I think one of the most advantageous things to our membership is the energy experts that we have on staff that are able to offer solid advice to help our members learn the best ways that they can save energy, especially when the temperatures start to rise in the summer.
And what are some of those money-saving tips, Casey?
I have some of those tips that I can share now from our energy experts, and that includes things like making sure that your thermostat is set to the highest comfortable temperature. Our recommendation is 78 degrees or higher. We understand for some people that is uncomfortable, but if you can set it to the highest comfortable temperature, it will significantly impact and help maintain or even reduce your energy cost as opposed to adjusting the thermostat lower and lower as the temperatures start to rise. There's other things that people can do, like checking your air filters every day. It's one of those things that we always, you know, we put those air filters in, we walk away, and then we forget that they're there sometimes. But if you can set a reminder to make sure that every 30 days you check them and then replace them when they're dirty, a dirty air filter will cause your air conditioning unit to work even harder, and that will cost you more.
Those are simple tips and cost saving as well. What are some of the highlights and some of the other things that the average REC customer can do to help save money, Casey?
So another big energy saving tip is to seal air leaks around your doors and windows. And that's an easy thing for the average person to do themselves. You can purchase the appropriate type of caulk to use around your doors and your windows and seal those air leaks. And a way to test that is, you know, hold a piece of paper, and if you see the paper move, then you know that you've got a leak and you need to get that sealed up. Sometimes during the summer, you know, we want to see that beautiful sunlight and that beautiful day, but if you close your blinds during the day to keep the sun out, it will help you control the temperature in your home and avoid having the temptation to adjust those thermostats in your homes. And a lot of people rely on ceiling fans to stay cool. And it's just important to remember that ceiling fans cool people, not rooms. That's something that I have to tell my family all the time. So when you're not using that room, turn off that ceiling fan or other fans that you may be using to help supplement your cooling.
I'm sure that REC will recommend programmable thermostats, right, Casey?
Yes, we do recommend them. And we are starting to see them even more and more in our member homes. And if you do have a programmable thermostat, it is one of the best tools that you can use to help you save energy. You can actually set custom temperature settings on your programmable thermostat so that when you're away from home, for example, you can have your temperature set to maybe be a little bit warmer than it would be if you were home. And you can adjust it to automatically cool to the temperature that you desire so that when you do get back home, your house is nice and comfortable. But during that away time, you have saved energy and money by having that thermostat setting adjusted. You can also set it and forget it. You can rely on your thermostat for times that you may be on vacation. And if for some reason you forget to adjust the thermostat or to set those custom settings, you have the convenience of being able to access most smart or programmable thermostats through an app on your mobile device.
I was just going to say you can also program it by phone, which is very money-saving. So summertime doesn't have to mean higher electric bills, especially if you are smart and wise when it comes to what you can do to protect yourself. Now, what if a member is struggling with paying bills? For instance, I know with inflation and everything that wallets are tight, budgets are stretched to the limit. What if a member of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is struggling with paying bills? Is there a way to protect them and help them out?
So at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, we have member service representatives who are available from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. who are local. A lot of them might even be your neighbors, and they're willing to talk through your situation with you by phone. Now, I know a lot of people might not be comfortable having that phone conversation, but we do have opportunities for you to set up a payment arrangement through our automated phone system so you don't have to talk with someone, or you can log into your online account using MyRAC Smart Hub, and you can set up a payment arrangement through that tool as well. And there are a lot of resources in our communities that can help members who are really struggling to make their bill payment. And you can find most of those organizations that can help you if you visit 211. And you can go online and search Virginia 211 as well to find those resources that can offer payment assistance. Excellent. We have a program called Budget Billing, and it allows members to pay the same amount for their electric bill over a period of time. It does adjust throughout the year, twice a year, based on how much energy that you're using, but it does give you a more stabilized electric bill.
Casey, that sounds like a lot of great information, and all these tips and information can be found at your website. That is what?
Our website is www.myrec.coop. There's a ton of information there, as well as in our mobile app, which if you go to your App Store or your Google Play Store, it is just search MyRAC Smart Hub. And if you haven't used that tool before, we highly recommend you download it now. We recently upgraded, and there is a tremendous amount of information specific to each member that can help them learn how they're using their electricity and different steps that they can take to save and reduce their energy cost.
And Casey, for those that don't know, what counties do you serve?
We actually serve 22 counties. And in the northern part of our service territory, we serve Frederick, Warren, part of the city of Winchester, around Front Royal, Fauquier. Once you are in Frederick, Warren, Clark, Fauquier, on down into Culpeper, Orange, Rappahannock, down towards the Eastern Shore.
Very good. And we'll be checking in regularly with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I thank you, Casey, for all that information. And again, found at our rec.coop. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect at 540-635-4121. Put it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.